Go?
Sure, as long as you can hear me like that.
I can. All right, with State Representative Fred Camillo, fourth Thursday of the month. And Representative, good morning. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Been a little bit better, recovering, but, getting better day by day.
All right, well, you know, I believe this week was Tommy John's birthday, and you didn't have Tommy John's surgery, but something close to it, right?
Yes, it's an injury associated with pitching. It happens to everybody. It's a rotator cuff, complete tear. So it's just getting used to being one-armed for about 6 weeks and then gradually doing rehab over the next 3 to 4 months and then getting back in the gym. Well, I'll be back in the gym in a few weeks doing other, legs, but you just got to be very careful about what you do with this arm and not lifting it any more than you have to.
All right, we'll put you on the injured list for a while. Okay.
No deal.
No deal, that's right, not anymore. All right, let's talk about some of the issues going on. The big one is tolls, which appears to be going to a special session. What do you think about this, and is it going to eventually pass?
Tony, I have to believe if they had the votes right now, they would bring it. That's been my experience there. So that tells me that right now they don't have the votes, or they're concerned they don't have the votes. I know once they get to that, 76th vote, they'll call a bill. And so that tells me they don't have the votes right now, but they're confident they will be able to get it in a few months. That's why they've pushed it back. And who knows, maybe trying to make it coming back with a different plan. But it's an interesting development, certainly. I knew it was a done deal 3 months ago. I knew the vote had gotten very close. And this just tells me that the votes aren't there.
And if Themis Claridis, your leader, is what she's saying is true, that all Republicans are against this, I guess there's some Democrats out there with concerns. Have you heard anything about why?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, in certain areas, a lot of them don't like it. The Danbury delegates, representatives and senators, they've never been for it because they're a border town. So they've always been a no. You have pockets of other no's, and then I read yesterday the Bridgeport delegation was trying to barter, and in exchange for a vote on tolls, they wanted another train station, which is a pretty expensive barter on the state's part. So hopefully they're, the state's thinking twice about, cutting deals like that, but there are pockets of no's all over the place, but how many, we don't know, but now that tells me that there's at least 76 no's.
All right, what's the alternative to tolls? The Republicans' plan, I mean, there's been talk that you're looking into bonding, which is something Republicans are usually against. What's going on here? What would be an alternative?
Well, what the Republicans came up with was priority progress, and basically that would use existing bonding. It's not increasing bonding. The governor, when he was nice enough to stop by our forum a couple weeks ago, didn't quite understand. He misspoke on that. We're using existing bonding. It's just prioritizing what's already been allocated for that. So it's not we're just prioritizing it over some other things. However, I certainly would like to see the Special Transportation Fund not rated like it's being rated again this year. We passed overwhelmingly in November a lockbox. The voters of Connecticut passed that lockbox, but it doesn't go into effect until July 1st. Unfortunately, the governor rated it again. So this is what we tell people. You can't really trust government too much to do the right thing. That's why when they say, well, we're going to put the tolls up and we're going to put the money, funnel it towards what it's supposed to be. Well, they've been, supposed to have done that every year since the 80s, and unfortunately, that's not happened. So, we'll see what happens, but I think if you leave the special Transportation Fund alone, don't divert the money, keep the way stations open like they're supposed to be and not closed all the time, I think I know the money's there. We've just been diverting it. So, and then also Governor Lamont came back from D.C. after meeting with Elaine Chao, the Transportation Secretary, and said that she told him there is a new federal program that will be reimbursing transportation projects to the various states for up to 80%. If that's true, and the governor seemed to believe it, then that would negate the need for them right there.
All right, but let's talk about a couple things here, because you're talking about prioritizing bonding, number one. Prioritizing over what? Could it be school funding has been mentioned? Also, the other thing is the governor has a debt diet, which a lot of people have also ascribed to. So how do you balance that?
Sure, you'd have to do it within the existing framework, and we agree with him on that. He canceled the first two bond meetings this year, which is kind of been unheard of, so he gets credit for that. He understands that. He's certainly not agreeing with his party on all these taxes on the pledging a 2% of a 2% surcharge on capital gains, and also now they want to push the top income tax rate in Connecticut from 6.9% to 9.9%. That's a big jump. So he's expressed his opposition to that, and of course with the debt diet, as you mentioned. So no, we're trying to work with him, and I firmly believe he wants a solution to all these things, and he's not dug in one way or the other. He's certainly he wants tolls up, but I've met with him. I know he's willing to make a deal there. It's just that people are convinced on the Republican side and a few Democrats that the money's already there. So all you're doing is nickeling and diming people again on top of the 200-plus sales tax that is in his budget, plus with the paid family and medical leave tax on the way, plus with the 25% of the teacher's pension being put onto the towns, that's going to result in property tax increases. You just can't sustain this. All these states that are doing well are going in the opposite direction. We are continuing to do what has failed. And when I say failed, when people are leaving the state, we're number one or number two in out-migration for the last several years. That's a problem. It's a beautiful state, and people shouldn't be leaving it. And there's the reason right there. People can't afford it.
You mentioned a lot of budgetary items and tolls on a special session, and maybe some other things are going by the wayside. What's the story with recreational marijuana? Is that going to get passed or no?
Good question, Tony. We had heard the votes weren't there about 3 weeks ago, and I have not heard anything different. There's still lots of advocates. And this is an issue that's all over the place. You have Republicans for it, and some Democrats against it. It's not this will not be a party line vote. It's just, I don't think they have the votes right now. And they actually said they were about 10 votes short, about maybe 3 weeks ago. So I don't know if that's changed.
Anything that you're working on that's coming toward votes in the next couple of weeks?
Sure. The tree bill is on the list again, and we're waiting to be called. It passed unanimously out of judiciary. And also the privacy bill, the data bill that we worked with the Secretary of State on, which relates to what they released, as far as voting information to the public. The bill itself died in committee, but they're trying to resurrect it in another bill now. I don't know what bill they're doing it, and I usually don't like when the process is subverted like that, where something doesn't get a public hearing and it gets thrown into a bill. So we'll have to wait and see. But the Secretary of State's office told me that they're still working on getting something there to protect voters' privacy when it comes to selling these voting lists commercially, which we're the only state that does that.
All right. So, Simon, like a lot of things are coalescing in the next couple of weeks, and there may be some spillover into special sessions on what tolls, maybe family medical leave and others, right?
Yeah, for some reason, I think there's only been one bill so far. We only have 10 days left. They're not calling us in apparently on Friday. So there's only 10 days left of session, and we've only been one bill, I think, that passed both the House and the Senate, which is, I've never seen it that slow before. So we'll see. I'm just hoping to get back up there after a brief recuperation period for Tuesday.
All right, great. Representative Fred Camillo, thanks for your time, and be well. We'll talk to you in June when the session is over, and we'll see if there's going to be special sessions. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Tony. Okay. Be well.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. State Representative Fred Camillo joining us here on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere.